The dwarf star absorbs light. The energy field created in front of his sense of movement distorts the light and you cannot spotting with the parameters of normal vision. If the route is held in early September, you will begin to notice their approach. Question: you also mentioned that the elite were making plans to go to Mars and life there together with reptilians. Is NERTMT that a recipe for trouble in the future? Sedan and the third dimension in the universe, the things are far from being perfect. Anyway, two planets will be populated by humanoids in your solar system. You do not have to worry because the reptilians do not want confusion with the galactic community. At some point these elites will no longer be elites, be sure, and the Earth by your great potential will always be the main sponsor of the system. The same technological progress that the reptilians have with your elite you will also have here, so there is nothing to fear. Question: Tade asks, Mithy, in theory all of this and dust started with a big bang and this big bang wave went on a journey throughout the universe. Did it stop at some point? Or is it still moving? And are there any races left in the universe in third dimension who were first to evolve after the big bang? Tade: there are approximately 14 billion years came the cosmic event that spawned this universe of third dimension. We were not the only ones and we were not the first. Our universe, it expands rapidly in the first billion years and is now slowly losing speed. Taking into account the clusters of galaxies, one day it will stop expanding and the galaxies will be more clustered, which in practice means a universe of smaller proportions. Since the first 500 million years, the planets that cooled more rapidly began to develop life and the first intelligent beings were introduced after the first billion years. Many breeds were developed so long ago and are no longer in the third dimension. It is impossible to know with certainty what was the first race. Possibly these data be available in the annals of the history of the fourth dimension. Question: Boris asks, do you know for sure that there is a creator of dimensions and space, or life could have been developed from Big Bang, without intent of some intelligent being? Boris: there is no possibility that something appears out of nowhere alone. The energy quantum which determined the expansion and the consequent creation of our universe was deliberately caused by the civilizations of pure energy. They sow universes as one who sows the fruit trees that give them the support of light. The more we are enlightened, we become more part of them, until one day be among them as equals. Question: Vogler asks, Mithy, I would like to know if you are aware of Alex Collier and what does you think of Alexa TMS claim that Andromedans have time travel when you clearly stated that time travel does not exist? Feel Alex is truthful as well as you, but can you maybe give your opinion on claims by Alex? Vogler: time travel, as I explained earlier, does not exist. Possibly, those who cannot understand it or dream about that possibility should not like to hear that reality. But I will not make up stories just to please some. The unique trips on time is the instantaneous transfer of extremely distant places over time and space. The folds of time shorten distances, are remote gateways, mirroring two physical realities far from each other. The future does not exist and the past is gone. It's that simple. You can see future programming techniques for generating an entire city in the future in holography. This is very interesting because it can be programmed a perfect forecast of trends and resources for that particular study. You can project 20 years holographically, you and your family, children, etc. Or 100 years an entire society, in 4D with higher quality than one of your movies, because you can even touch, all natural. But it's all cybernetics, pure technological science. Question: Paul asks, CB, why you have a Russian accent? Aren't you supposed to be Andromedan? Paul: I'll answer for him. The translator more complete that exists in the brain is that of your native language. When we communicate, I use the translator of his brain and I speak Portuguese. It may be that for someone with native English, listen to the accent like some other foreign language. But anyway, Portuguese and Russian has absolutely nothing in common. Question: Rollis asks, the 10% of people that remain, are they going to have the same lust for power and greed? No, Rollis, your leaders will be filtered by you over time. Your leaders will be social engineers, and the main goal should always be improving the quality of life as a whole. In the highest frequency of the planet, the ideals of the leaders will also be more altruistic and less personal. Question, Pam asks, if reptilians and new reincarnations humans on Earth have different frequencies, no reptilians permitted here. No corrupt elites here even if Mars is close, no interaction can occur due to different frequencies, right? Wrong Pam, the difference in frequency defines the level of brain development and spiritual beings born on Earth. This does not prevent any being that is not in frequency will continue to live here or working on the planet. If he dies will not be born over here again. Of course, in this new stage of development you will analyze the immigrants who may want to live here, and set rules and limits according to your social laws. You will be a sovereign race, with the right to deny entry or migration on the planet who you want to. Video 51, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 51, July 05th 2011. Hi friends, we are working hard here, we completed the mapping of undersea tectonic zones of action, and core probes installed in 16 different locations on the planet. The core of the planet is 8% nickel melted due to the bombardment of cosmic energy which is received mainly from the southern quadrant. This is not yet a concern but requires real-time measurement. But tonight we'll have some time to talk. Question, a mate asks, what about the dwarf star and the coming events? Mate, the system of dwarf star is within the solar system. He has not interacted with Jupiter, Venus, Saturn, Mars or Mercury for these planets are coincidentally opposite the point of entry into the solar system. His greatest interaction seems to be focused on planet Earth. A spacecraft Krulians with great power traction is positioned behind the system, but is not interacting. It continues in the original course. The tectonic movement is about to take a course on global rearrangement, and this will trigger a change in position of the axis of rotation of the planet as the dwarf star is approaching. I will keep you informed. Question, Steve asks, Mithy, are you and your crew monitoring the status of the FT? Calhoun, Nebraska nuclear power plant that is being kept secret from the population? Will you shut down atomic energy before we can finish our preparations for the coming events in September? How much preparation time do we have left before power goes out? Steve, this plant should already be in process of shutting down. Your government may have provided alternative energy from other areas. If you live in this region, should stick around because this is an area of firm ground in this territory. Question, Vicky asks, does the community Galactica have a justice system to deal with beings that do terrible things? Vicky, the community Galactica has facilities for social adjustment of elements considered harmful to any of the societies. Pirates and bandits are taken there and go through extensive rehabilitation. Usually when they go out they find their rightful places in the host societies. Question, Jose asks, which alien races are responsible for abductions, also known as fourth kind encounters, and what's the purpose of these abductions? Joseph, as already explained, the abductions were always caused by genetic research by other humanoid and non-humanoid races. The various types of greys, deep do research for the genetic improvement of their races, the reptilians look for ways to hybridization with humanoid races to form colonies considered humanoids, and so on. Currently this type of scientific conduct is no longer approved for this stage of this colony. But even so, with help and cover-up of your own governments they continue to be made. Question, Matthew asks, Mithy, can you tell us more about wireless power receiver you mentioned before? How it works, what really happened to Nikola Tesla? There are rumors that he actually invented such device but never released it to people. Matthew, the programmed transceivers of molecules is a technique with many thousands of years, monoliths markers used in navigation and to make devices that are apparently not distinguishable with respect to its specific function. It can be done with any piece of rock or mineral compact type crystal. The metal for conducting electricity from external sources is not used as this could influence the programming when in use. A small pebble can be programmed to emit and receive frequency compatible with the brain and acts as a transceiver between the brains connected by a pre-programming function. Can be programmed to an individual, connect another specific individual or connect a data system of a spacecraft, for example. I believe I have already explained this in another conversation. Nikola Tesla was a missionary Pleiadians that brought many advances in manipulation of electric power and plasmic energy, but many things he cannot fall into the hands of your governments to verify the warlike tendencies in the use of many of the most advanced technologies. For many of his inventions, the Terrans were still far from being ready. Question, Gran asks, since we have consistently elected leaders who hoodwink us, how will we ever be able to select better ones in the new era? Gran, things will change gradually. With the frequency of the planet into a new level will be much easier to recognize the well-intentioned, certainly the most capable will be forwarded to leadership positions and will be recognized by society as good leaders. The indications for favoritism will no longer make sense when the goal is transparency and equalization of the planet's resources to its inhabitants as a whole. The role of the strongest is to take care of the weak, and not to abuse their weaknesses. The less a society has weaknesses, the faster it grows and generates harmony to everything that surrounds it. Question, Tam asks, Mithy, what can you tell us about the drawings on mountains and what looks like could be runways for alien crafts in Nazca, Peru? Tam, in ancient times of the Aztecs, Incas and Mayans, the ships could move freely around the planet, with very few observers. Large ships landed on the planet. The large existing airstrip in Nazca was to a great ship Pleiadians, which landed occupying approximately 3,400 meters of its length. There were minor adjacent tracks to the auxiliary vessels that were made available by the mother ship during operations in the region. The drawings of animal figures were present to decorate the place of arrival of the gods. These tracks were built by the gods and their divine tools of light rays and levitation, cutters mountains, the same tools that were used to help these cultures to build their temples and cities. Vlxnap 394162.png Question, Hines asks, does the members of the elite that rules this earth capacity to reincarnate always in the same families or bloodlines, to pursue his agenda? Or that's the point of wishing well to carry out their agenda if they cannot experience the outcome of his final work? Hines, you use the phrase like attracts like describes some of that old line of spirits. Many spirits, who died of these families, some try to return with intent to change things, to help those who are changing the meaning of their family events, but for spiritual weakness just entering the treadmill and the power, they forget about their intentions, to change their behaviors for the better. The power and richness in this low frequency is a major impediment to spiritual development, where only the strong and righteous spirits really overcome. At this point, the change in frequency of the planet, with the separation of wheat from the chaff, that rain will end, everything will reset for them and they will have to start learning again how to control this weakness of commitment to other human beings that the richness and power can provide. Question, Jerry asks, Mithy, what is this things in the sky? Jerry, this seems to be a ship of a humanoid civilization from the center of the Milky Way, which established a colony on a planet in a solar system very close to yours that you called Epsilon Eridan. The ships were three balls, one larger central and two smaller separated laterally mounted profile of a boomerang. This entry into the atmosphere generated an interaction force field heating the air and generating a vapor condensation which won the color of fire in this case, to be lit by the setting sun. Question, Barbara asks, I have seen on site's timeline moving rapidly. That are reliable and that all is happening much more quickly than expected a broken bar what you say Mithy? Question mark, Barbara, really in this period of fluctuation frequency, where the system is unstable, the impression is that the time is out of tune. Only when the solar system to stabilize as a whole is the time to tune in, and with time all will feel in tune with the environment again. Not only humans, but the plants, insects and animals. They also suffer the effects of this new adaptation. Question, Boris asks, Are the lengths of telomeres at the end of human chromosome really responsible for determining how long humans can live? Boris, as you will understand in the near future, there are several sections of the human genome that determine the possible longevity. It includes regenerative functions that are critical for the maintenance of the physical body, healthy. There is not a segment but the interaction of various segments of the genome that perform an integration of functions in this regard. There are regeneration techniques that regardless of the genome can awaken bodily functions that extends the healthy fitness in a suitable environment. At a level 1 of frequency, these techniques will certainly be part of your research through scientific advances aided by scientists from other extraterrestrial races. Question, Daisy asks, the brain is physical tissue and the mind is our consciousness? How do those two systems coexist? How is our consciousness contained within the physical tissue that is the brain? Do our thoughts emanate from our physical brains or do our thoughts come from another dimension? Daisy, the brain is a biological machine of the highest technology of the third dimension. Like any machine to work, it needs energy. The physical body of the third dimension provides the necessary energy and brain is ready to run. In animals, there is only one program with basic instincts and behavioral traits of each breed. In humans, beyond this basic schedule is released from the brain to receive far more advanced programming, and this program is provided by your spiritual energy quantum, where all your experiences and knowledge is stored. This energy that lives in your brain giving him all this information and functions that you personalize is the only part of you that comes from the fourth dimension, to control the brain in the third dimension. You are your mind and your mind moves all that are released to interact with it. The mind is indestructible, the matter of the third dimension returns to dust. You know the saying healthy mind in healthy body well, that is what defines how you come into your next incarnation. If your mind is in trouble, you will come in a body with problems, since only physically spotting the problems you will find a way to overcome them and correct your faults. If you came up with a flawless body, your mind was good when it passed away last time. Many times you will consciously know that you will come in bodies with physical problems but knowing that only thus will correct major flaws earlier. You will learn to separate your mind from your body whenever you want to feel yourself because sometimes the physical body only hinders, at the basic level in a society where there are standards for appearance, height, color, race or social status. Video 52, Answers of an Alien from Andromeda A Video 52, July 12, 2011. This is a message from CB, before answers to questions by Mithy. The final Atlantis space shuttle mission STS-135 launched on July 8 seems to be an elaborate piece in the game the last page of the agenda of governments, to the beginning of the events articulated. Without any specific or justified function, in an economy known to bankrupt in this current moment, this 12-day mission may be the start of a disinformation synchronized to mystify and justify measures that will follow. There is a strong possibility of this mission does not return, based on some fact unprecedented to be announced in the sequence. This one is my personal intuition, based on the facts that should happen in the coming months. I hope I'm wrong about this, but based on observation of current events, adding that everything is being prepared by the government ostensibly involved in this plot against the world's population, I believe this is a scam to another false flag to distract the population about the events to be created in sequence. Stay with extra care against these false flags. Now is the time the people wake up to the real facts, not be objects of puppet theater and start acting for the Union, regardless of race, greed or ethnicity. Question. Mithy, which you believe will happen in this sequence until October this year? Well, the following events will be to cascade. From this month you will notice that the changes are accelerating, both climatic and tectonic rearrangement. CP asked me about this last mission in space of your government and I have not to say about the agenda that may be brewing. But the activity will increase with the influence of dwarf star through the asteroid belt. There is the possibility of many pieces of rock being thrown against objects in the orbit, and a large increase in the incidence of cosmic energy arising from this instability. It is not a good time for this type of activity and they know it. It really makes this attitude a little suspect at the time of the events. In this current position, the dwarf star is getting close to the sun. It is already heated by solar flares which are bombardment in its direction, and its heated surface will reflect sunlight and emit heat that will make it shiny and slightly reddish. Earthquakes and volcanism are expected to increase clockwise in all junctions of tectonic plates. In the event of a major volcanic activity, including some large volcanoes, the atmosphere will be very full of soot and this may prevent a good view of events, and thus cause a sharp decline in temperature globally. Watch for your moon at this time because it can rotate a few times until she returns to the normal position of magnetic equilibrium, while passing the dwarf star, which will for the first time the possibility to observe its external side, or dark side as you call it. Stay tuned also to a large number of asteroids that could be captured by the dwarf star and spread toward the Earth and Moon. Such asteroids should not reach the surface in its entirety because it will be consumed by your atmosphere. In the case of the Moon, the asteroids that hit will cause lights that can be easily seen from Earth. Question: Mithy, which date is expected for some intervention by you to support this process? See, when you talk about me, actually is referring to all who are here helping the planet, which are many different breeds of origin. This assistance will be rendered possible only when we are authorized to act. At least 8 different races are engaged in this process, with a list of coordinates that you will give us. We hope to gather your friends through our fleet, as we know best and we are used to exchange ideas. Depending on the course of events, this could happen in October or November. Question, Mithy, so there is 10% of humans left. Is there going to be lower vibration and higher vibration people, or is it just going to be the higher vibrators? You do not understand correctly what I say. This colony is expected to be approximately 680 to 700 million inhabitants shortly after the passage of age. This was consolidated during this century. Probably, these numbers began to grow again by 2060. This means that after this passage to a level 1 of frequency will be a mixed level of people between the highest and lowest. Over time, this will be an automatic selection for those who are not attuned to not be reborn more here in the next incarnations. They may be living on the planet, maybe even a billion people, depends heavily on the events and the actions of your government to expedite depopulation. What I say for sure is that the predicted for the balance of this colony is the ideal percentage for perfect harmony with the planet, and this will happen naturally. Question, Yorick asks, Mithy, with a new own society, does failed attempts at suicide, homicide and or accidental kills occur? How does your society react to the victim or to the offender? Yorick, the last case of suicide volunteers that we had are already about 900 years. This was a case in which the colleague felt guilty for an accident with a ship in which he was the pilot and his crew died. He was not satisfied with having been the only survivor. In our current range of frequency, there are no crimes or suicides nor victims or perpetrators. Question, Tammy asks, Mithy, in the new era here on Mother Earth, the storms and nature will stay as they are today? Tammy, after 2012, the planet will begin its healing for all problems caused by nature and by man. The new society with a high sense of balance will take care of the planet. The planet then responds with a warmer climate. There are techniques to help control the time that could be implemented by you as a consensus by making the most productive agricultural areas with predictable rainfall, temperatures and controlling large areas. All this can be implemented in a society that thinks on a global level, for the well-being of all who can benefit from these procedures. Volcanic areas will always exist because the Earth is still burning inside, but all the stress accumulated to date will be neutralized, so the next millennium will be very quiet. Question, Todor asks, what happened with the Earth and the Earthlings 3,600 years ago? By the last visit of Nibiru, how did the life on Earth survived? Todor, the 3,600 years ago the Earth had very few inhabitants compared to today. There are many underground cities that you are now discovering in various regions of the planet, some of them capable of accommodating thousands of people. Many people, advised and aided by the gods, build these facilities warned of what was to come. Some colonies were literally moved to other planets because they have a good degree of development. But you have records of this passage in some of the remaining cultures who speak in floods, plagues, volcanoes, etc. Question, Yorick asks. Mithy, you told us of breeds derived from marine mammals. The Community Galactica considers them humanoid. Is there more to tell on their appearance, their customs, vessels, and biology? These breeds are by far the least known of. Yorick, the dolphins are very good in advanced societies. Indeed, they are not attractive to the humanoids from other strains because they have thick skin, arms and legs a little shorter, round eyes and faces with different anatomical shape and many teeth. There are many thousands of years before the advent of the Community Galactica, they had many problems with other races, their ships were much feared, they had many weapons and not reluctant to use against anything they consider threatening. With the advent of languages translators and the formation of galactic communities, they proved to be very good-natured beings. They work very closely with Archerians in several colonies. Question, Mithy, was there any UFO battle around 14th of April, 1561 in Europe? If there was a battle, who was in it? Which species? And what was it about? According to records from the database, is there a conflict at this time in Central Europe between Arcturians' ships and a fleet of Dark Grey's pirate spaceships as they were collecting human genetic material to carry out the solar system? The former base Arcturian of Nova Scotia, Canada was advised by the Gateway's controllers of Community Galactica, and they were intercepted, rendering the pirates spaceships. There was fighting, but at that time there were no cameras, so there was no interaction with local society. Question, Paul asks, why are there so many bases at Antarctica? Many countries are represented there, but there are almost no telescopes. You had mentioned a valuable substance under 1 kilometer of ice. Could you elaborate? Paul, the countries that have established bases in Antarctica are there to guarantee your fair share when there is a division of the continent. In fact, this was done because the US government did not pass the information on the alien base in Antarctica to others, simply created rules for the research bases were installed in the coast. The Antarctic base did not bother with it because they do not disrupt operations. On the new mineral, it is not included in your periodic table. It is mineral with zero resistance at room temperature. Widely used in our old ships before the advent of unipolar magnetoplasma, which uses only atoms specially programmed to twist the magnetic field generated. But with this mineral, you can build spaceships perfect for intergalactic travel. Only in this near tectonic rearrangement the Antarctic may be explored, as will completely lose the layer of ice. Question, James asks. Mithy, you talks about an intelligent life created our dimension. But who created them, and who created those who created them? Where it all started? What are the first dimension ever created and how it all started? James, this is an unanswered question. It's how you look at yourself in a mirror and put another one behind you, it will generate endless images, you only get spotting as far as your sight can, from there, you know that the images continue indefinitely but you can no longer spotting. Our vision is limited in the third dimension, we have to improve what we have, and imagine that we are in a one-way street, or walk forward or stop where we are. For those answers, only moving on, keep walking, beyond what you see. Question, Jose asks, is there such thing as a demonic possession? Is there a devil, or demons? Some say that are reptilians. What's your input regarding this? Vlugsnap94530.jpg Hose A, all beings bad can be considered some kind of demon. Say that there are demons least bad and worse. The image of demons here in the folklore of your planet has some breeds reptilians who perpetrated many battles here for the control and ownership of the planet. They were a race of reptilians from Sirius as many thousands of years do not go over your solar system. They had protuberances that resemble the horns of some mammals and had reddish leather. The angels sent by the gods had many fought many times against them to avoid the domination of the planet, and this led to many legends of your ancestors.